I had a chance to talk to Father Mark Englott, pastor at St. Thomas Aquinas Parish and St. John Church at the Student Center in East Lansing, and also Chef Jared Bopkin, former contestant of Hell's Kitchen, about whether or not Catholics in the area can eat corned beef today. The last time St. Patrick's Day fell on a Friday during Lent was back in 2006.
That's right.
And so a lot of people are wondering if they're Catholic, if they can eat meat today. The answer to that question is...
The answer to that question is it depends on where you live. The strange thing is this year, unlike 11 years ago, most bishops just gave a blanket dispensation to eat corned beef and cabbage. This year, probably, I think it's up to... There's 179 dioceses in the United States, and I think it's up to 112 have granted some kind of dispensation. Our bishop is one of the few in the United States that did not grant it. So it depends on where you are. Like, we have a parishioner that's going to the Archdiocese of Detroit, and in Detroit, they have been granted that dispensation. And in our bishop, who is French, not Irish, decided not to grant it this year. So
so you cannot eat meat, or you cannot eat corned beef?
That's correct. In our diocese, we cannot, unless, and this is the stipulation, too, and this is where it gets complicated, unless you are in a St. Patrick's parish. So if St. Patrick is your parish patron, then in those parishes, they can eat corned beef and cabbage tomorrow. So, and it's just corned beef and cabbage. It's not a blanket, you know, commutation to, you know, eat meat, but corned beef and cabbage because it is in honor of St. Patrick's. And I think our bishop said, you know, it's really an Irish-American tradition to eat corned beef and cabbage. In Ireland, they don't. It's a solemnity. It's a holy day. Everybody goes to church. It's very solemn. But American Irish, especially from Boston, that's where corned beef and cabbage comes from. That's why he said we're going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day kind of in the tradition of Ireland.
So yes, you have to wait until Saturday and have corned beef and hash.
That's right. Yes, exactly. Like, you know, all the dioceses of Wisconsin and all the dioceses in Georgia, like I said, it started out to be about 40 archdioceses and dioceses. Their bishops granted dispensations of some kind, and ours is one of three that did not, like in Lincoln, Nebraska, Denver, Colorado, and Lansing, Michigan.
But there's other options out there.
That's Chef Jared Bopkin, head chef at the Bayview Yacht Club in Detroit and former contestant from Hell's Kitchen. So I trust what he has to say, and what he suggests as a corned beef alternative may surprise you.
Well, the first thing you can do is you can take tofu and actually season it with pickling spice, which is what we use on corned beef to give it that nice, robust flavor that corned beef has. Pickling spice is just a mixture of mustard seeds and black peppercorns and bay leaf and all these other spices. You can buy it pre-made. You can roast it in the oven. You can boil it. That's the way you can get your corned beef without actually having any meat. But the fun thing to do is to do cabbage rolls, vegetarian cabbage rolls.
Okay, so tell me how you do those.
I like to take Savoy cabbage. It looks like those old school dodgeballs, the texture of those on the outside. It's bright green. It's kind of rough. And you blanch the leaves, so that means you just dunk them in boiling water for like 2 minutes until they're soft and tender. And then you take a mixture of lentils and rice and spices and you cook that up so they're all ready to go. And you put a little bit in between each leaf and roll it up like a cigar. And then you kind of just make your little tomato sauce, put it all in a Pyrex dish together, you know, a little baking dish,
mm-hmm.
and throw it in the oven. And 350 for about, you know, 20 minutes. You want to get them hot all the way through because everything will be pre-cooked because you've already cooked the lentils, you've already cooked the rice, you've already blanched the leaves. So now you're just trying to get it hot and really, like, infuse that tomato sauce flavor. So maybe, like, 30 minutes, maybe 45 at 350, and you've got an amazing St. Patrick's Day dish that is completely meatless.
Chef Jared says you can never go wrong with potatoes as your side dish and chocolate for dessert. For WKAR, I'm Brooke Allen.